Larry Rezavi with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 554 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature of 75 degrees here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and going to say good morning to Mr. Matt Hodak. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well.
Good, good. And where do we have you? Where do we find you at this morning, Matt? Are you at home? Or are you on the road?
Well, I was at home. I just made a parts run to Devil's Lake, and I'm on my way home.
Okay. Very good. And where do you make home there, Matt?
The address is Lincoln, North Dakota.
Lincoln, North Dakota. Great town out there. Was there once in my lifetime. And some nice country out there. You're on the farm out there, huh?
We do. We finished up seeding here the other day, and we were doing some spraying, and we had a little trouble with the sprayer, so we were just working on that this morning, I guess.
Okay. Very good. So, born and raised there, or where did it all begin for you, Matt?
Right here. I haven't got too far in life. I'm born and raised on the same farm I'm at right now, same house and everything.
Okay. Mom and Dad, now, are they gone, or are they still out there with you?
My mother passed away in 2009. My dad is still around. He was out at the farm this morning, and he's still out and about helping us.
Well, that's wonderful. That's great. And you farming with family then, or are you just by yourself?
No, family operations. Three brothers, and my nephew helps us out also. Oh. My dad, he still comes out and helps.
Okay. Livestock or just crop farming?
A little bit of both. We've got some beef cattle that we calf, cow-calf operation, but mostly farmland, no cropland.
Okay. And how many acres are you on?
Getting close to
10,000. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you need that many acres to keep that many mouths fed, I'm sure, huh?
Well, I don't know. It's just the way it worked out, I guess.
There you go. Well, good. Well, in the meantime, you picked up a habit there, playing some musical instruments. How did that all get started?
Well, it just came from the area. We got a little Czech settlement up where we're from, and a couple old Bohemian halls, and out in the countryside, just a couple miles from my farm, and that was kind of where we went for entertainment for the weekends, and it was always a polka band playing, and just thought it was really neat to, you know, with the music.
Sure, sure. What did you get started with? What instrument?
I started playing piano accordion.
Okay.
When you were
7. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And since that time, and we've seen you here in Albany, a year or two ago at the Beat, they call it, or at the high school auditorium.
Yep.
And boy, we've seen you play a number of instruments over there.
Yeah, that was a fun show. We had that was probably the biggest lineup of instruments we've ever had on stage. I still got a picture of it. I showed it to somebody the other day, and it's an impressive. That was an impressive lineup of instruments.
It really was, you bet. And we've seen you play what trumpet, trombone, flugelhorn, bass horn, concertina, accordion. Did I miss any?
Oh, I guess I don't even know. Pretty much anything that has three valves and brass colored, we play them.
You bet, you bet. And been doing really well. You started playing the accordion. Obviously, that's not a school instrument. Did you play any instruments in school while you were going through high school, grade school?
I started on trumpet.
Trumpet, okay.
And then nobody ever played tuba in the band for quite a while in the high school band. And we got a new band instructor, and he wanted a tuba, and he asked if anybody's interested in trying it. And I raised my hand and said I would like to, and he told me there's a tuba up in the closet way on the top shelf to get it down, and so I did, and we got it working, and he said, you're on your own. He said, I don't know how to play it either.
Oh, neat. That's pretty neat. All right. And how long before were you in or out of school when you started playing professionally old time for gigs and stuff?
You know, I played off and on a lot of solo accordion jobs, you know, just for neighborhood parties and whatever. And then I got to sit in with the local polka band, especially the Petska band.
Okay.
And they kind of talked me into playing bass horn, but the time I tried playing bass horn with them, I used their horn, and I didn't realize they had an E-flat tuba, and I always played B-flat, and I got up on stage at Stump Lake there, and I was going to show everybody that I can do it, and hell, I couldn't even get a note out of the thing.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, and I had to ask Laddie, Laddie and played in the band with in my band for years, and
yep.
I had to ask Laddie. I said, and I apologize. I said, I don't know. I can play tuba, but I can't get a note out of this thing. And he said, well, it's an E flat. I said, well, I had no idea.
Okay.
Well, and after that, you know what I had to do? I had to go find an E flat tuba and buy it and practice it so I could play it.
Okay. Very good.
I went up on stage again and tried it and went like nothing once you know how to do it.
Okay. And then as the years went by, all of a sudden, was a band called the Dakota Dutchmen that was formed, Matt Hodek and the Dakota Dutchmen. And what year about was that?
We're on our 21st year.
21st year already. Okay, so back about 2004. Uh-huh. And going strong. What are you running for instrumentation these days? Four-piece, five-piece?
Well, we're going to do some four-piece, a lot of four-piece jobs. Couple of five-piece jobs and some six-piece.
Okay.
We've always had six-piece. We've always went six. Laddie and Rose, unfortunately, they retired end of last year, New Year's Eve, so they are no longer actively playing with me.
Okay.
So I got Mike Helt on concertina.
Mm-hmm.
And I got new guy, John Dungan, which you guys haven't met yet. He's from Cavalier, North Dakota. He can play all the instruments, too. He's a former band instructor.
Okay.
Music teacher. So he's playing full-time with me. And I got Rodney Bosch. Of course, he's from Lincoln. He's playing drums.
Mm-hmm.
And myself. I'm going to be mostly playing bass horn, but I'll switch with John on tuba. John can also play tuba.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, when we go six-piece, me and John will be playing horns up front. And then I got another guy that'll switch on tuba.
Is that Mike Simon? Is he still in the picture?
Mike Simon will be playing some jobs with us, yes.
Yes, we like Mike. He's one of the old Wendingers there, and just a great guy to know as well.
Yep. Well, I got him playing some jobs with me. I got another gal that some people know from Arizona, Phyllis Eastham.
Okay.
She's going to be playing some piano gigs with us this summer. She's going to come up. It's getting a little hard to find musicians.
Yep. And it becomes a juggling act. I don't know. In this day and age, it seems like people are so busy. There's families and family activities. And gosh, you got to book those jobs usually a year or better in advance. So you don't know if you're going to have musicians or not when you book the jobs, huh?
That's kind of the problem I ran into, yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's been going now for several years. I mean, you get back to the days of Whoopi John and Babe Wagner and Six Fat Dutchmen. Those guys, I mean, that was their job. They were full-time musicians, and most of them, they made every job. But the world has changed.
Yep. Well, and I've been lucky for 20 years. We kept our same band pretty much 20 years. I never had to substitute anybody in or out. We had a really good, consistent band, and it was really fun to have that.
Well, and I think that's important because that's what gives you your good sound, consistent sound. Anytime you're breaking in new musicians, they can be talented, but till you, it's like a baseball team or anything like that. The more you play together, the more you gel, the more you come together, huh?
You just understand. Yeah, that was what was so nice, because I had played with Laddie for so long.
Yeah.
Laddie and Rose. We didn't even have to talk. We just knew what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
We understood each other without even talking. We just knew what we needed to do, and it just you can't explain it until you've experienced it.
Exactly. So Laddie and Rose, they're still in good health as far as you know, or I mean, they're getting up in years, but it's just harder for them to do all the activities of playing in the band, huh?
Yeah. No, they're still doing good. They moved out of their original house in Lawton, North Dakota, 2 years ago, and they moved into Devil's Lake. And just as of May 1st, they moved into an assisted living place in Devil's Lake now.
Okay,
but
good.
No, they're doing good. Rosie called me last week, and she's always interested in where we're playing, what we're doing. And I have a sneaky suspicion they'll show up here at one of our gigs, and Laddie will bring his saxophone, and he'll join us.
There you go. That sounds great. You bet.
They got the music in them.
You bet.
But they're doing good.
Well, through the years, you've done some recording. I've got three of them here, and then plus the Royal Melody Band you were a part of back in the days. Is that still where you're at, or do you have anything new out?
We don't have anything new. I was thinking about doing another one, but just kind of with my musician situation here, I wasn't sure what to do.
Yeah, and like I've talked with many of the bands and the musicians, the demand for CDs just isn't there like it was a few years ago, and so it's not really a money-making endeavor if you do record. I know, I think Gary Brigham probably just brought one out recently, but that's about the latest CD that I'm aware of. A few bands talking about it, but everybody's just a little bit skeptical with not putting CD players in the cars nowadays, and things kind of changing.
Yeah, the only thing I do like, I'm sure glad we did the recordings, because once you got the recording, you've got it down where you can listen back or you can hear it again, and you've got your musicians that are no longer with you.
That's right.
Hear how they play.
Yeah.
It's pretty important too, even for the people that are on the recordings, their relatives that probably never got to hear the band play.
Yes. Yeah.
But the CDs are available and they're out there. So we've actually got, we still saw quite a few of everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always said, and it's just kind of a neat thing with music there. And if you do record, people can be gone for 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, you look at Whoopi John, Elmer Scheid, Fez Fritchie. These guys are gone for a long time, but their recordings live on, and it seems like they'll never be forgotten. You might have a great plumber or a great electrician, or in my case, a good meat market or sausage maker, but you know, it seems like after they're gone for 30, 40 years, they say, Joel Schmo, who was that? I don't remember him at all. But if you got your name on a recording, it seems like people will never forget you.
People remember him.
Yeah.
That's 100% true.
Really neat.
Howie Schneider, he called me from Arizona this morning, right before you called.
Okay.
And he goes, I had the TV on down here, and your band was playing.
Oh, yes. Pretty.
So he was watching us some recording from way back. He said we looked like young kids up there.
Oh.
He was watching it in Arizona, so that's another thing.
Sure. Well, Matt, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, one of the finest meat markets around. This week, in fact, June 3rd, marks 57 years since my dad, Junior Funnestein, along with his partner, Dave Telfin, bought the St. Joe Meat Market from John Flieger. That is when I started at the St. Joe Meat Market as well. Just think, back then ground beef was only 39 cents per pound. Quarter of beef was going for about 59 cents per pound. But you could also go uptown and buy gas for 19 cents per gallon. Yes, some things have certainly changed in 57 years, but what hasn't changed is the great quality of meat and the great service that you've come to expect. Yes, and we at the St. Joe Meat Market hope to be around for many more years to come. Also new now at the St. Joe Meat Market is online ordering. You can access the St. Joe Meat Market either on Facebook or the Meat Market website. In-store pickup or curbside pickup, also both available. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Matt, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here over the years, you know how it works. We put up a nice package, and we mail that out to you, priority mail. You get it in a day or so, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
Well, we sure appreciate that, Si. You guys run one heck of a good meat market out there. I can attest to that.
Well, we appreciate those kind words. We thank you, Matt. And so, at any rate, getting back to the music now, talking about that, what's the future look like this summer? Do you have quite a few jobs lined up? Do you want to mention a couple of them? Folks might, you know, they get around, they travel, they might want to take in one of your events if you're in the area.
You bet. We got actually a pretty good lineup. We've had a couple, you know, a few weeks off here. We don't book much in May. But now, next weekend, we're starting up in Hankinson. They got their festival going on.
Okay.
Actually, I got Larry Rashavi is going to be playing concertina with me next week.
Oh, wonderful.
So if anybody's listening and wants to hear Larry with the band, come on out to Hankinson. He will be there.
All right.
We'll be playing five-piece next week.
Nice, nice.
And so that's a three-day. Well, we're playing 2 days. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're playing Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Then we're going to play a couple county fairs, one out in Carrington, North Dakota, and then in Grand Forks. That takes us into July. 4th of July, they got a big celebration in Park River, North Dakota. We're playing for that on the 4th of July. And back into Minnesota, 12th of July, we'll be in Park Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
Then we got just one of my local hometowns here, Michigan, North Dakota. We got to play for a 90th birthday party. That's on a Monday. So these people party every day of the week here.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And they got a big regional music festival up in Langdon, North Dakota. We're going to play for that on July 19th. And kind of our bigger job for the year, we got a 4-day weekend, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th of July. We're going to be playing out in Medora, North Dakota. That's kind of a little tourist town there with the Medora Musical and that kind of thing. We're going to be playing at the Pitchfork Fondue.
Oh, really?
All 4 days, and then we'll also be playing uptown on the wagon stage there.
Wow, good for you.
Everybody's looking for a vacation out to Medora, wants to see the polka band. We'll be there. We'll have the six-piece band there.
Okay, yeah. Boy, that's big stuff. We've been to Medora a couple of times. We've seen the Pitchfork Fondue, partook in the supper there, that Pitchfork Fondue supper, and that's pretty good stuff out there.
Yeah, it's a good little venue out there. First time they ever had a polka band out there.
Well, I was going to say, you know, there's a lot of these festivals nowadays that are going with the rock or the country variety type music and stuff. But I've always wondered if they wouldn't do well with a good polka band, and you're going to experience it then.
Yeah, we'll Well, I know they called me back in February, and they said, you know, if anybody that wants to go, they said, get their hotel rooms booked, because they only had a few hotel rooms booked or left out there, so they were booking up way back in February.
Oh my!
We announced we're playing out there, so hope we had something to do with it.
Absolutely, you bet. We're as you've gone through the years, Matt. I suppose you guys are losing ballrooms out there too, but you care to reminisce a little bit about some of the ballrooms that you did play in over the years?
Ballrooms, yeah. Well, I still like playing the old ballrooms, the old halls. They're just something about them that they're just unique.
Yeah.
We never really had the really big ballrooms like Minnesota or Nebraska had.
Mm-hmm.
We had our two little country halls. One was the ZCBJ Bohemian Hall, which was always fun. It was out in the country. There was usually a dance or a wedding dance, something there every weekend when we were growing up. And that was about 3 miles straight north of my farm. The other one was a Catholic workman's hall. They had a Catholic church on one side of the road, and the hall was on the other. That one's actually still functional and going.
Okay.
Not too much going on there anymore. We haven't played there for a couple of years, but no, it just you sat on stage and actually you didn't hardly need an amplifier in there. It was something with the acoustics. It just, and a wood dance floor. I mean, people just love the wood dance floors. And so that's kind of where I got my start. And also Stump Lake, you know, I did the festival out there for years, and they actually asked me if we'd want to play back there again this year. So see if we get something going on at Stump Lake just for a one-day dance. But that's a really nice hall, too. It's all open-air pavilion, you know, no air conditioning or anything. But big, spacious wood dance floor, nice stage.
You
really
bet.
Nice. Lots of good times we had there.
Awesome. That's great. Well, Matt, where time is running down here, I usually ask you about this time of the program if there's a special memory that you'd like to share with the listeners. I don't remember what you've told me in the past, so what have you got for us today?
Well, I don't know. For a special memory?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. I've made so many good friends, so many good memories playing. I just really don't have a bad one. Every place we go, it's just a nice welcome to see everybody and, you know, We hope to continue.
You know,
we got lots of places even in the fall. We didn't talk about Otter Tail, Minnesota. You know, we got a few jobs out in Minnesota. We'll be in Duncan Fest, Duncan, Iowa. We'll have a 6-piece band there. So we just hope to see everybody. It's the fans and the friends. And of course, we'll be back in Arizona next February again.
Okay.
Lots of stuff going.
Yes, yes. You usually go down to Arizona for a couple of weeks or a month or two, or how long?
Yeah, it's always the month of February, and sometimes it gets into last week of January and the first week of March.
So okay.
I think they have their festival the first week of March this year, so we'll
okay.
plan that.
Sure. Yeah. And you don't mind avoiding those harsh North Dakota and Minnesota winters then, huh?
Well, we got to shovel sunshine down in Arizona.
Some sunshine, day. Okay. very good. Well, good. Well, it's about that time that we're going to wrap things up. We want to take this opportunity to thank you, Matt, for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. Like I've told you in the past, if the good Lord is willing and that you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
Hey, sounds good. So I appreciate the time on the radio and good talking to you. And hello to everybody out there. We'll see you down the road on the band or somewhere. See you out dancing.
Sounds really good, Matt. With that, we're going to let you run. If you want to hang on the line, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, but have a great day.
Hey, thank you.
And there he goes, Mr. Matt Hodek, our 554th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Matt and the Dakota Dutchman in just moments. Thank you. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 554th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman are guests here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And Matt, always fun to visit with. He is a great musician, great personality. Well, we're going to start out with music by Matt and the Dakota Dutchman with one called The Hopeless Polka. Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, great number there. One called The Hopeless Polka. 16 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 76 degrees here in central Minnesota. Old time waltz time with the Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. Nice waltz tune here. One called The Carpenter's Waltz. Thank you. Music and the Dakota Dutch Band. Boy, that's a beautiful waltz tune. One called the Carpenter's Waltz. That one comes off of their latest recording, their Volume 3 Favorites recording. Sure love those flugelhorns or baritones that they use on those recordings. That deep brass sound, really, really nice. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 76 our current temperature in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, and now St. Joe, Minnesota as well. And Jeannie texting me information said, good afternoon, summer fun for everyone. That's the goal for the tour planner at Jeannie B's at Jeannie B's Tours. So gather your friends and relatives and plan a day away. There are a few seats awaiting for you on the Gull Lake North Star Yacht, Gull Lake Boat Cruise on June 17th. Enjoy a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet luncheon as you cruise while viewing beautiful Gull Lake shores. Just call 320-345-1581 tomorrow morning to reserve your seats. Jasper's Theater musical shows in Park Rapids are filling fast this summer. Call Jeannie B's Tours for available dates. Out Your Back Door mystery tours are always fun. Join the Northwoods Escape Days minication on July 29th and 30th that include both Gull Lake and Jasper's musical, Itasca Park Northern Lights Casino Lodging, and a jam-packed itinerary. Holiday Branson tours are filling, and don't miss Colors of the Smoky Mountains that departs on October 18th. Jeannie B spent this past week in San Antonio, Texas, planning more exciting tours for 2026 to include the California Rails Tours and Wine Country Pacific Coast Adventure, Germany, England, Ireland, Alaska Land and Cruises, Hawaii, Rhine River Cruise, Panama Canal Cruise, Iceland, Canadian Rockies, Banff and Glacier Park, New England Rails and Trails, New York, and the Hudson River. Just call 320-345-1581 tomorrow morning for information about Jeannie B's tours, meets and greets, schedule, and join the Jeannie B staff for an information gathering with treats and prizes. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And that's for all for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport and St. Joe, Minnesota. Jeannie B's Tours bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes before the hour, after the hour, 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, as we get back to the music of Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, polka time, it's one called My Bonnie Polka. Thank you. Great old time polka there by Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchmen, one called the My Bonnie Polka. Well, they do a nice job on two steps and modern numbers. Here's one called Margie, Matt Hodick and his Dakota Dutchmen. Nice foxtrot there with Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, one called Margie. Takes us 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 77 our temperature here in Albany. Back to the waltzes, the old-time waltz. It's one called the Long Ago Waltz.
Thank you.
Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, nice waltz tune there. That is the definition of easy listening music, one called the Long Ago Waltz, and that comes off of his latest release, Volume 3 Favorites. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading at 77 degrees as we are in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand. He has one with your name on it, so just give him a call. Go out there. He'll make the deal with you, and you will be happy as a lark. You will enjoy cutting lawn. I sure do when I have good equipment, and Kevin sells good equipment. Now, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He said he had gotten a little behind. People are finding out how good of a repair person he is. So he can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Yes, he can do it all. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. For more information, you'll want to give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Now, Kevin also carries the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. That's that green stuff, you know, green-powered equipment. So he's got handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more, all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, you'll want to call Kevin. Make sure he's there when you want to come and look at that equipment. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And just a footnote to that, you know how those trees, the branches get longer, and pretty soon when you're cutting the lawn, it wants to take your hat off all the time, every time you go underneath them, because you just can't stoop down low enough anymore? Well, I got my Eagle-powered pole saw out this week, and I did some tree trimming, and boy, does that work good. It really does. So you'll want to have one of those, too. If you've got trees in your yard, you need to keep them manicured and trimmed back. That is the piece of equipment that you need. Again, just give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, he proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock and our temperature at 77 degrees here in central Minnesota. Polka time here with Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman. This comes off of his first recording from the wheat fields of North Dakota, one called the Black Crow Polka.
I see. you're not very true to me. Said the first one to the other, you are not my promised lover. You can cheat, I see. You're not very true to me.
And the Dakota Dutchman, and that one is one called the Black Crow Polka, coming off their first recording from the wheat fields of North Dakota. 22 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections. We're going to go back to their volume three favorites, feature Laddie and Rose on the keys and on the vocals here with Boo Hoo. Matt Horick and the Dakota Dutchman, one called Boo Hoo, a nice little foxtrot there. One that Guy Lombardo recorded back in the days. And, of course, Rose Pekska on the piano there. And Laddie heard him on trumpets and baritones and trombone. And also Mike Simon on the vocal there. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune, one called Cottage Under the Mountains. Matt Horick and the Dakota Dutchman, nice waltz tune there, one called Cottage Under the Mountains. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.